Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host, all fired up. Tim Staples is here, our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization, the author of Behold Your Mother, a Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines, and Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. And it's open forum. 888-318-7884 is the number for open forum. 888-318-7884. And I could probably just stop right there and not say that number again, and all the lines will fill up. Because that's what happens when Tim is here. But I'm going to say it one more time. 888-318-7884. And Tim, in addition to answering questions, the entire apostolate is on your shoulders this hour because it's that
Thanks,
time
pal.
Again. It's the You're welcome. It's our quarterly opportunity to come to you and ask you for your financial support. This allows us to be funded for the next 3 months. And we start off with a match, $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So every dollar you give is matched up to $15,000. That number, 888-291-8000. And that's the number Tim and I will be focusing on, 888-291-8000. We're going to continue to take calls and do our regular job, but we need some folks to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Maybe you could be the first to get in on the line. A bunch of folks here at Catholic Answers waiting to take your calls.
And if we could
begin
to call now in order to keep my blood pressure down.
Oh, that's right. We got to take care of you, Tim.
We cannot have you. We cannot wait until the last minute. I think it wasn't last drive. Last drive, actually.
The first hour was really good last
drive. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you again to folks. But I think it was two drives ago where we tried to kill you. Oh, my goodness. We weren't going to make it. And we just barely made it. But, folks, we really do need your help. We're starting right now at a deficit, folks. As many of you know, we have an attrition rate here. We lose a certain amount of donors. In fact, we have right now, on average, 16 supporters per station. And we need to get that up to about 18 to 20. And you think, man, only 16 per station. That is correct, folks. So when you call in, I want to really reach out to you that have been listening for a while and you haven't called yet. Be that one to add to the number right where you are. Call 888-291-8000. Let's get that number up from 16 per station up to 18 or 20. Now, again, we're starting in deficit. We have a certain percentage of folks that drop off for various reasons. Some people die. Some people move away and they don't have a station anymore, and so they don't give anymore. There's lots of reasons, but we really need you to get on the phones right now. Pick up the phone at 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember this, folks. In this time in which we live now of such unprecedented confusion, division, chaos culturally here in the United States, in the church, outside of the church, folks, there has never been a more important time for Catholic Answers than right now. Catholic Answers, because we alone as Catholics possess the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that is the only answer. The fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only answer for what ails every human person walking on this planet.
888-291-8000. We're about to go to the callers. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. About half the lines full, about half the lines open right now. Everybody you talk to works here at Catholic Answers. They all have stopped what they do usually during these hours, and they're just answering phones. Our friends, our colleagues, ready to take your call. 888-291-8000. And you want to know the overall goal? I'll tell you right now. Now, the overall goal for the whole 3 days, we're going to be with you for 6 hours. We're only going to take a few minutes of each hour. We're going to do our regular job. We're not going to impose on you. The total amount of money, here it is, it's the equivalent of 2 seconds of a Super Bowl ad. That's what we need to raise. You figure out what that is. I'll tell you after we answer a few questions here. But that's can you believe that? That's the difference between church culture and secular culture.
Yes.
Like, we can do 3 months of this program and all the other things we do here in the radio department. 3 months of it for what it costs for 2 seconds of a Super Bowl.
And I will guarantee you that 2 seconds of what it costs in a Super Bowl ad will do a whole lot more good than that Super Bowl ad.
That's right.
In fact, the whole 30 seconds or 60 seconds, because folks, if you could see the numbers of letters and emails we get, and when I travel and our speakers travel all around the world, the testimonies of people, and it's not because of us. Not because of Sykelet's good looks.
Well, it's partly.
It's not because of Jimmy Akin or Carla Broussard or Tim Staples or Trent Horn. It is about the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith that we profess and we proclaim to the world. I'm telling you, my friends, it works. Lives are changed, but we can't do it without you. And so this is, now is the time when we're, folks, we come to you every day. You know this. We give to you. That's all we do here at Catholic Answers. We answer questions about the Catholic faith, but now we're coming to you. We need your help. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Help us out, folks. Let's make this the strongest drive ever.
$15,000 dollar for dollar match right now. That means every dollar you give is doubled. Let's go to Noah. We'll start the phone calls off. Noah in Westmont, Illinois, watching on YouTube Live. Noah, go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Yes.
So I'm a Protestant who's been considering Catholicism. I really appreciate a lot about it. I've been doing a lot of research into the Deuterocanon lately.
Great.
And I just got Gary Machuda's book, Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger, which has been a really big help.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I watched a debate with him, with James White, and I was confused about one of his points, and I'm hoping maybe you could try and clarify it.
Sure.
James White was accusing the Book of Judith of being full of like all kinds of historical contradictions, like it gives the wrong date for the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, and it says like he was reigning in the wrong city. And Gary Machuda was responding, saying, like, no, it's like, okay, if you're going to deal with that, you have to first deal with, is this an inspired book or not? Like historical accuracy is secondary. And I was confused because I had always thought historical accuracy was part of the criteria that you use to determine inspiration in the first place.
All right, let's let Tim tackle that.
That is a great question. And by the way, Gary, I know Gary quite well. And he absolutely agrees. I know I've talked to him before. I've been on his radio show. And of course, most importantly, the Catholic Church teaches. It's an infallible teaching of the Church, in fact, that the Bible, that is the 73 books that have been declared infallibly to be the canon of Scripture, are inspired. And because of that, they are necessarily inerrant. And so absolutely, one of the criteria of books to be included is, are there errors? If there are errors, it is excluded. Now, having said that, and perhaps what Gary was trying to say, is that we also have to look at the nature of the books, right? Because there's different literary genres used, sometimes within one book, like the Book of Genesis, for example, the first 11 chapters are very different literarily, right? Literary genre-wise, to what begins in chapter 12. And so the first 11 books are not to be taken in a strict historical sense. It presents history, but not in the same way that you have, say, in 1st and 2nd Kings. It's told through story. Jesus, when he teaches on the parables, we don't try to discern whether Lazarus and the rich man were actual people and where they were buried and such, because these are stories communicating essential truth. And when you have that genre, like we believe the Book of Judith is, it's a story. It's not intended to be strict history the way that a 21st century historian would present a textbook. This is kind of like, I mean, think of it this way. You know, look at some of the Marvel characters, right? Captain America or Wonder Woman and such. You know, they're set in particular times. And they, you know, Wonder Woman or Captain America is fighting the Nazis and this or that. The time frame and such is not what is central to the stories that are being communicated. What you do when you're, you know, creating a story like that is you use the most popular villains. You stick them in there because, oh yeah, we don't like that guy. And there you have Captain America with the A on his chest, right? He's America. He's red, white, and blue. And so that's the key there. We have to remember, I mean, people do this to Genesis all the time. You know, they show how, you know, how can you have 6 literal days if the sun and moon are not created till the 4th day? Well, it's because the book is not intended to be taken in a strict literal sense. Of course, as Origen said, as St. Augustine said, anyone who reads that text can see the inspired author did not will for his writing to be taken in a strict literal sense. There are essential truths that are being communicated there. And so that is a particular literary genre. You think of it this way, Noah. We do that all the time in the modern era. We have different ways of communicating. Like a weather person will say, the sun came up this morning at 5:30 a.m. Now, if people 200 years from now look at that old broadcast and say, man, look how stupid they were back then.
Right.
They actually thought the sun came up. They had no idea that the earth is moving, not the sun, right? And that sort of thing. Well, that would be silly because that's not taking into account our manner of speaking, right? That's a kind, I'm using the word loosely, of genre, right? Now, of course, genre is a literary term, but that's kind of what's going on with Judith. And so, you know, the fact that he uses Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar is the arch villain in the minds of Jews, is to be expected.
Yeah. 888-318-7884, the number to call for to ask your question of Tim Staples. But the main number we'd like to ask you to call this hour, 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either place, you can make a pledge of financial support. We only ask for your financial help every quarter. Once a quarter, we take 3 days. And we just take a few minutes out of those 3 days of the shows, those 3 days, to ask you for your support. This hour, we have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match to get us started, to get us going. A donor has said, if you can raise $15,000 this hour, I'll match every dollar of it. You do that by calling 888-291-8000, where all but one line are open right now, which is not good news for us, but good news for you. 888-291-8000. Well, $15,000 match. We got about 13,500 to go. Just about 13,500 to go. So we need your help. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, folks, you know, what a deal. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com anytime, or you can go to 888-291-8000. But you know what's going to happen? Whichever place you go, you are going to be able to give to an apostolate that I can guarantee you, from before I was even here, and it continues now, and by God's grace, it will continue into the future, to bring more souls to the Catholic faith than any other apostolate that I am aware of. And I say this as one who used to say this before I was at Catholic Answers. And I used to always say, in fact, I would tell my guys at St. Joseph Communications, where I was director of apologetics before I came here, whenever we ran into some hard stuff, I'd say, you know what, guys, Call Catholic Answers. But don't tell them I said to call you. All right? Just call them and get an answer and we'll talk about it, right? Because even back then, with guys like Carl Keating and Jimmy Akin and Patrick Madrid and such that have gone before, Catholic Answers has always been trusted and respected. And I'll tell you, that continues now. We go the extra mile to ensure that what we are teaching is what is the magisterial teaching of the Catholic Church. And so, folks, that's why I say unashamedly, there's no better place to put your money, folks, but we need your help now. I'm looking at the screen, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 open lines, folks. We're not going to make our $15,000 goal with those kinds of green lights right in front of my face. So, folks, maybe you've been helped. Maybe you know somebody that's been helped by Catholic Answers. Maybe you came to the Catholic faith as a result of Catholic Answers. Every category I just mentioned, you need to pick up the phone right now. Help us out. 888-291-8000. We need you to join right now. And especially, folks, we need folks to give that monthly gift. That helps us so much, folks, to know that we have the money coming in each month. That helps so much in planning our apostolic work. So if you can give that $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, that is awesome. And one last thing, we need you to consider. I know there are a lot of folks right now, you're giving $20 a month. You're giving $50 a month, maybe $20 a month. How about upping the ante? Just from 20 to 30, from 25 to 35, 25 to 50, that would be enormous, folks. And remember, every single dollar is being doubled. That's why I started by saying, what a deal.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. You're going to talk to somebody who works here with us at Catholic Answers. They have taken the time off from what they usually have to get done to answer the phones. So say hello. Let them know why you're calling if you want, or just tell them, I've only got 60 seconds. Can we get this done as quick as possible? They'll get you done and out. You can do it yourself if you want. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. About to go back to the phones to answer more questions because it is open forum. Tim Staples is our guest, and there are lots of folks on the line. But before I send you before I go back to the calls, I want to let you know what we're able to give you as gifts for your monthly support. Tim was talking about how important monthly pledges are to us. Well, let's say you could do $18 a month or more. $18 a month or more. First of all, it's all matched dollar for dollar. The entire year of pledges is matched dollar for dollar right now by our donor. But we're able to give you a couple of very fine books that were given to us to give to donors. One is by Mike Aquilina, the great Mike Aquilina. It's got a foreword by Scott Hahn, and it's called St. Joseph and His World. You want to know all about St. Joseph? You want to know all about the world that Joseph and Jesus occupied? This is a beautiful little book to help you do that. Draw closer to St. Joseph during this year of St. Joseph. But that's not all, as they say on TV. We're also going to send you Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart by Father Thomas Daly. Both of these books yours if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more. Maybe you can do a one-time gift of $200. Either way, we'll send you that. But maybe you're one of those especially blessed people who could do $45 a month or more, or you could do a $500 one-time gift. Maybe you're one of those people who could do $1,000 or $2,000. If you can do the $45 a month or $500 one-time gift, we'll send you both of the books that I just mentioned, but we're also going to send you an entire class that Jimmy Akin taught. This is Tim Staples taught. Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. The entire class. You get the in your hands. There it is. Hard copy. Comes in the mail, and you...
Hey, can I see that?
Yeah, you haven't seen that before?
I don't have one yet. Hey, I like this.
Tim... $45 a month or a one-time donation of $500, you can be the owner of your own course.
Oh, my. All right. Honey, did you hear that? Get the checkbook out.
We'll send it in the mail. Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. This is so important, especially for those who actually do accept Christ, but don't accept that Christ founded a church. You'll be ready to answer those questions.
And Si, I have to say, we're excited about our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. This is really bringing about the vision of Carl Keating years ago, who always wanted to do this, and we never could for various reasons. And mostly it was financial, over the years. But it's because of you. It's because of folks right now, like you. Some of you are on the phone right now. I can see. We've got the lines full right now. But don't stop calling, because one will come off.
There it is.
One's open. Now it's
Fill
open.
That up.
Call 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Because, folks, these are the kinds of things we are doing now. Extraordinary. Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. That my course right there is 54 lessons.
And it comes with the book and
it comes with a study guide, book, extensive quotations from the documents of the church and such. And we've got much, much more coming, folks. So listen, We need your help right now to continue to do this. In our world today, there is such an enormous need because the Catholic Church is caricatured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all across this country. You hear of what the Catholic Church teaches, this, this, and that, and they are evil. And we don't teach nary a thing of what we're accused of so often. And this is why Catholic Answers, I believe, is so important. And folks, you are so important to us. One more time, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
All right, back to the phones we go for questions. One of the things our donors make possible is answering questions from far-flung foreign countries full of foreigners. And we have one on the line now, Sophia from the distant nation of Canada, a city called Toronto. I think I might have heard of that before, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Sophia, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Far, far away.
Far away.
Thanks for taking me, guys.
Yes, happy to.
My question for you relates to contraception, Catholic teaching on contraception.
Yes.
And maybe first you could confirm that my understanding is correct.
Yes.
And then if it is correct, I have my question, my follow-up question.
Yes.
So my understanding is that if, as a married Catholic woman, I were to go ahead and use something like the withdrawal method, so like a non-abortifacient means of contraception.
Right.
Okay.
That I would be in a state of grave sin, and that I shouldn't receive communion. And that's my understanding from, my knowledge of humanitate and theology of the body.
Correct.
I'm informed. So
and
that
you,
would be a grave sin.
Yes, and you are right on. In fact, Pope Pius XI in Casti Canubi explicitly states this is the constant tradition of the Church. It is grave matter. And as you also said, in Humani Vitae, in section 4, Pope Paul VI says this is a matter of eternal salvation in interpreting the natural law. And then he proceeds to repeat. In fact, he quotes Casti Canubi four times. And twice he quotes Casti Canubi where Pope Pius XI said it is grave matter, and Paul VI also repeats the fact that this is the constant tradition and teaching of the Church. So you are correct, Sophia. So what is part two?
So just one addition, just to my understanding, and this may not be a quick yes or no, so I understand if it's too big of a question. This would be like a, maybe not a fully non-fallible, infallible, but this would be like an ex cathedra. This is a big one, right? This isn't one that would be left.
Yeah, you have solid confidence in this teaching.
Yes, you mean on contraception?
Got it.
Yes, that is.
Yes.
It's never been declared ex cathedra, but it is a teaching of the universal and ordinary magisterium, and thereby it is infallible.
So now, was that the last question, or you got one more?
No.
Real
no,
quick.
No, this is my question.
Okay, here it comes. All right, good. This is exciting. Go ahead.
If this is the case, then, if that was the case for me and I, respected that and I was considering myself in a state of grace and I didn't go to communion, why then could somebody who is part of the Orthodox Christian Church, the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church, which teaches that, there may be times where under the direction of one spiritual father, they could choose to use a non-abortifacient means of contraception. Why are they able to receive communion?
Right. It's a great question. First of all, Sophia, the Orthodox churches do not have a unified position on this. However, I have read Orthodox scholars. In fact, there was an Orthodox synod in 1957 that declared that contraception is always and in every circumstance immoral. And in fact, you've had a tremendously positive response of the Orthodox to Humani Vitae. In fact, just the other day, I was watching an Orthodox scholar in an official Orthodox response to Humani Vitae give it the double thumbs up. If he'd had three hands, he would have had triple hands up, but he only had two. So it's a double thumbs up. And so, the Orthodox historically, just like Catholics, have always condemned contraception in the most grave terms. However, the Orthodox experience in this crazy cultural situation we're in, the same thing that Catholics experience. We've got all kinds of Catholics running around saying, oh, yes, I'm contracepting. I wouldn't want to mention particular politicians, would I? I mean, God forbid, I would never say Nancy Pelosi on the air or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Notice how I do a Democrat and a Republican. Who
both from California.
Both from California, of course. Who claim to be Catholic and say yes, not only to contraception, but even to abortion. So we have a problem on both sides. Now, I will grant you, with the Orthodox Sophia, it's more difficult because they don't have a magisterium. So, you know, you do have Orthodox priests that say crazy things about contraception. But this is why in paragraph, or you know what? I better pause. Can we put a bow on this on the other side?
We will. Sophia, thanks for, if you could hang on just a quick second, we'll finish it on the other side. But for those who are ready to make their pledge, it's a $15,000 dollar for dollar match, 888-291-8000, a long way to go.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, four times a year, and just four times a year, and just 3 days. Each time is 3 days, just 6 hours. And then we just take a part of, you know, of those 6 hours to ask you for your support. And a miracle happens every time. I mean, you come through for us time and time again. In order to be fully funded as a program here, to continue to do this radio show, our podcast, and all the other things we do here, we need, and it's a lot of other things. That's why I'm not listing a lot of other things. We need to raise the equivalent of what it costs for 2 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial. 2 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial over the next 3 days. And we can do it, but we need your help. Right now, there's a $15,000 dollar for dollar match on. The number, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online. It works on your phone as well. It's optimized for your phone. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We were in the midst of, you were finishing an answer to Sophia in far away Toronto, Canada.
Yes.
About contraception. Go ahead and put a bow on that.
Absolutely. And it's a great question, Sophia. The key is to check out the Code of Canon Law. It's Canon 844 and paragraph 3 that governs this very question. And the church says here, Catholic ministers administer the sacraments of penance, Eucharist, and anointing of the sick licitly to members of Eastern churches who do not have full communion with the Catholic Church if there are two things here. They seek such on their own accord, implication being they don't have access to their own sacraments where they are and such, right? If they seek on their own accord, and if they are properly disposed. A lot of folks don't know that. But the church is saying here, no, there's not a special rule for the Orthodox that they don't have to be in a state of grace, but everybody else does. No, this is what the church teaches. Now, of course, in every situation, we say the same thing about Catholics, but do Catholics come and receive the Eucharist not properly supposed? Oh, gee, that never happens, does it, Cy Keller?
I've never ever heard of that.
I've never heard of that happening. Of course, that's going to happen. The church cannot micromanage this to the point of stopping everybody before, have you been to confession? Have you? That's never been what the Catholic Church has ever taught. As the great St. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, we are not here to lord over your faith, but to be helpers of your joy. This code of canon law, and this canon in particular, is a celebration of the level of unity we have with the Orthodox. It's not enough to where we have full communion, and that's reflected in this. They cannot come, ordinarily speaking, because we don't have full communion, but the level of communion we have permits us to allow, in certain extraordinary circumstances, they can receive.
Sophia, thank you so much for that call. I hope we'll get to
And I got to say this, Cy Kellett. These are the kinds of answers that people need.
Amen.
Right. And so often don't know. And folks, you know, the other day I was talking with the apologist and we were talking about how a lot of this stuff comes with years. We've been answering questions for years and years. I know I've been at this professionally now for about, 27 years, but I've been at it longer than that, if you include my years in the seminary and such, well over 30 years of doing this, and you learn over time and from answering questions and doing the research. And so, folks, we're here to help you. You know, Mom, with seven kids, you're doing the last dish at the end of the day. You don't have time to get your Greek lexicon out and your Hebrew lexicon and so, or even to study and learn Greek and Hebrew and such. We are here to help you at Catholic Answers by leading you, guiding you, giving you the answers that are given by Holy Mother Church. But folks, I'm telling you right now, this gravely important service is not here automatically. It does go away if we are not supported. We've seen radio stations go, haven't we, Cy?
A lot of them,
We've seen a whole network, in fact, a couple of networks of radio stations come and go because of lack of support. Folks, let's not let this happen. Pick up the phone right now. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 phones open right now. Can you do me a favor? Dial 888-291-8000, that's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give the biggest gift you can to keep Catholic Answers live on the air. And I will guarantee you, on Judgment Day, you will be glad you did. I will guarantee you, our blessed Lord is not going to say, oh no, you should have gone to McDonald's one more time. You shouldn't have given that $25. I don't buy it, Cy, because we here are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you give, you become a partaker in the merits of this apostolate. That's real.
Amen.
Folks, that's why I would like to see us, as 2 Corinthians chapter 9, St. Paul says, God loves a cheerful giver. Folks, we should be running to the phone with smiles on our faces, ready to give.
888-291-8000 is the number to make your pledge. It's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and there are thousands and thousands of dollars left to go on that match. We need your help right now. 888-291-8000. Just so you know, 1 second of a Super Bowl commercial costs $100,000. For the cost of 2 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial, we can pay for this entire operation for 3 months. 888-291-8000. Well, are you included in that, Nick? We can afford you to? Or yeah, even Nick is included in that bill. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Back to the phones. Eduardo in Florida, watching on YouTube Live. Go ahead, Eduardo, with your question for Tim.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, happy to.
My question is in regards to the phrase binding and loosing on the Gospel of Matthew. I know that the Jews used to do it for, I don't know if I am right on this, but for moral things, moral decisions to guide the community.
Sure.
But I was wondering, is there any evidence that at the time of Jesus, those phrases were also used to define doctrinal matters of faith?
Right.
Because in the Catholic Church, we have faith and morals,
yes.
right? So
yes.
morals they use it for. But what about faith? Is there any example that they also use it for that?
Yes. Actually, my friend, I want to first take you to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1445, where the Church, thanks be to God, I love Holy Mother Church, Cy Kellett, tells us exactly what bind and loose mean. The words bind and loose mean, whomever you exclude from your communion will be excluded from communion with God. Whomever you receive anew into your communion, God will welcome back into His. Reconciliation with the Church is inseparable from reconciliation with God. Now, the key to understanding this, my brother, is that in Isaiah 22, verses 15 through 22, we have the antecedent for these words of our Lord. It's set in the context of the house of David. In fact, Jesus himself in Revelation 3:7 says, I am he who has the key of the house of David. He's quoting Isaiah 22. So Jesus is saying this language, and by the way, in Isaiah 20, or I should say 22, 29 through 32, you have the language of whatever this, and again, the context is you have the key of the house of David that is possessed by the king, but it is given the authority of the key to his prime minister. In this case, it was Shebna, who was actually wicked, and he was replaced by Eliakim. The authority is described. He is a father over the house of David, right? He wears the robes of authority. And here's the language. Whatever door he shuts remains shut. Whatever door he opens remains open. And so he has the authority of the king when it comes to the house of David, the key of the house of David. And so Jesus applies that to himself. And so when he communicates this to Peter, what he is saying to Peter is, you now have the authority of the fulfillment, the kingdom of God on earth. And that's why the Catechism in paragraph 1445, and by the way, the context is set in one of dynastic succession, as I mentioned, Shebna to Eliakim, which indicates this is a succession because the kingdom of God doesn't go away at the end of the first century. We still have a kingdom, we still have a king, and we still have a prime minister. And that prime minister has this authority so that whatever he binds on earth is bound in heaven, whatever he loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And my friend, that is carte blanche. It applies to faith, morals, etc. God bless you, and thank you for your question. And folks, let me tell you, as a convert to the Catholic faith, this is one of the greatest blessings, of course, after the most blessed sacrament of the altar, one of the greatest gifts we have as Catholic Christians. In fact, it distinguishes us as Catholics. This great gift of the papacy and all of the bishops in union with him, it is through that great gift and that gift alone that we can have the certainty of faith that we do as Catholics, to say we know the truth. As my Greek professor in the seminary, Father Patrick Brandy, used to say, we know we're right, right? We know we're right. It's a matter of us packaging and presenting and evangelizing and bringing it to the world.
888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. Every single phone is being answered by somebody who is our coworker here at Catholic Answers. So say hello to them. You can ask them.
And we just got some lines open up.
But they want to speak with you. If you want to get done quick, you just tell them. They'll get you done in 60 to 90 seconds. They'll get you out of there. $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000. A $200,000 goal to reach in 3 days. Every bit helps. I want to remind folks that if you can make a $200 one-time pledge, or if you can make an $18 a month or more one-time pledge, or recurring pledge. Yes. $18 a month recurring pledge, $200 one-time pledge. We're going to send you Mike Aquilina's perfectly timed book for the year of St. Joseph, St. Yes. Joseph and His World. Scott Hahn wrote the foreword to that one. And we're also going to send you Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart. There are very few Christian people, very few people in the history of the world as sensible, as kind, and as fully Christian as St. Francis de Sales. So Father Thomas Daly wrote this book, and you'll be very pleased that you got it. Someone who's about to get both of those books because he just made a donation of $207.50 is Alex. And this is what he said. I just want to read this to you, Tim. This show has helped me a tremendous amount in my leaning toward Catholicism as the true faith and becoming a Catholic. I've always been a Christian, but was never baptized. At 27 years old, I finally decided to become a member of the church through the RCIA program and should have a pre-catechumenate schedule coming soon. I always listen to the show. Love the Catholic Church and speakers! Exclamation point. P.S. You're going to love the P.S. Carlo Broussard, love you, man. Thanks, Alex. And I'm going to tell Carlo about that. Thanks very, very much. Well, maybe that note came from Carlo. He might have added that at the end, just so Tim would hear that. 888-291-8000 is the place to go to make your pledge. We have to take a very quick break. Oh. While we're on that break, you dial that phone. It's not even 30 seconds, I don't think. We'll be right back to take more calls for Tim Staples during Open Forum.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We've got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match on the line as we try to raise the funds to stay doing what we do for the next 3 months. Each quarter, we have to raise the funds to keep doing it for the next quarter. We show up, maybe we'll have a special line open for GameStop investors. You can go call a special line, give some of that big. You know what I'm talking about, Nick, right? 888-291-8000, the number. You want to say something before we
go
back to the phones?
You know what? We're going to go back to the phones, but folks, can I step out here just a little bit? I don't want to step out on a broken limb, but... But folks, we have still not met our match for this hour, and we're coming down to the nitty-gritty. Is there someone out there that could call right now and give $2,000? We need a big gift, say $2,000, and I know there's somebody out there that could do it at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, that's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do it. There's some $1,000 givers out there and some $2,000 givers. Let's take it over the top right now and let's go beyond.
Amen. Amen. We've got to raise that 2 seconds of Super Bowl money in order to be fully funded for 3 months. 888-291-8000. Heading back to the phones. Before I do, remember you get St. Joseph and His World by Mike Aquilina and Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and the Devotion to the Sacred Heart by Father Thomas Daly. If you can pledge $18 a month or more. But I do want to stress again, if you can do $500 a month, Tim just said, you know, somebody that can make a $2,000 pledge, a few people that can make a $1,000 pledge, you get us a long way towards being where we need to be this hour. But maybe you could do $500 one-time pledge or $45 a month. So in addition to the books, we'll send you the entire course, DVD, book, workbook, all of it. Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church and Scripture, Tim Staples' apologetics course from our School of Apologetics. We can send you that at a pledge of $45 a month or a one-time donation of $500. You may know we have a Accent Hall of Fame around here, and I believe our next caller is in the Accent Hall of Fame, Missy in Stamping Ground, Kentucky. I never forget Missy in Stamping Ground, Kentucky. Who would forget that? Go ahead, Missy, with your question.
I'm honored. Thank you. In Luke 11:27, I think, a woman says to Jesus, blessed is the womb who bore you and the breast who nursed you.
Yes.
And he kind of, he doesn't dismiss her, but he doesn't go along that same path with his answer.
Yes.
So knowing what we know about Mary, can you speak to that?
Yes, actually, in my book, and I recommend you get a hold of it, called Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines, I have a section on this, and I have to confess, I steal from Pope St. John Paul the Great, in his great encyclical letter, Mother of the Redeemer, of March 25th, 1987. And what Pope John Paul points out is, you know, a lot of the modern translations don't do this text justice when the woman says, and you know, it comes from her heart, right? Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which you sucked, because obviously we're talking about the Son of God. So obviously the mother of God is going to be very blessed. In fact, any mother who nurses a baby is tremendously blessed. And so those who would translate this as no, right? Or rather, that is absolutely wrong. It's just not a good translation. Actually, the Greek word here is menoun, which means yes, but even more so. Now, some modern Bibles will say yay, rather. That's okay. But it's really, yes, it's an affirmation, but even more so. And you say, why? Well, think about it. Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God and keep it. What John Paul points out is actually what on the surface appears to be kind of a put down of Mary and appears to contradict Scripture is actually a double blessing on Mary, because he's saying, yes, she is blessed, but even more, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So guess what? Mary is blessed on both counts. And by the way, as John Paul points out, if he were to say no to that, he would be contradicting his own word, the word of God, from, you know, famously, Our Lady herself in Luke chapter 1, verse 48 says, all generations shall call me blessed. So if Jesus is saying, no, she's not blessed, he's contradicting the word of God, which is absurd, because of course she is blessed, but she's doubly blessed because she is the first Christian. She is the first to say yes to God, and it's because of her saying, in essence, with her son, right? Not my will, but thy will be done. Now, she said it in her famous fiat. Let it be done unto me according to thy will. She heard the word of the Lord from the angel. She said, let it be. So yes, she's blessed, and you know, for being the mother of the Messiah, but even more so and more importantly, she's blessed because she heard the word of God and kept it. And folks, this is what we do at Catholic Answers. We dispel myths, and there are so many of them out there that caricature the Catholic faith. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of people out there giving responses. There are too many people apologizing for the faith in the wrong way.
Right, right.
Saying, I'm sorry, I'm Catholic. Or no, I don't agree with the Catholic Church here, even though I'm Catholic. No, we need to apologize in the classical sense, to give an apologia, a reason for the hope that lies within us, as our first Pope commanded us in 1 Peter 3:15. And folks, that's all we do here at Catholic Answers. You walk down the halls right here at Catholic Answers, and you're going to see a bunch of, it's like a beehive here. Folks are buzzing all over this place here and doing the work that you would not believe. In fact, when this COVID thing gets gone,
yep,
y'all should come to San Diego and check out this office here. We'll give you a tour. But until then, we need you to help us right now. Folks, we are coming down to the wire. We need you right now. If you've been thinking about, well, maybe, no, I'm going to wait till the next hour. No, don't wait. Right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now. And remember, what a deal. Every dollar doubled.
We are entirely dependent on those who will pick up the phone and call. That's how we live, entirely dependent on you to support us. Thus far, you've kept us going and allowed us even to do new things like the School of Apologetics, which is a new thing. It's reaching all around the world, preparing people to answer questions about the Catholic Church. Not everybody can be Tim Staples or Jimmy Akin, but we need lots and lots of people who can, who have the background of taking the courses so that they can answer sometimes very fundamental questions about the faith, you know, very basic questions that sometimes need a subtle answer. Sometimes you just need a clear answer so that the person can come fully into communion with the Catholic Church.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, removing those obstacles. That's what you're doing when you call 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. It all goes to the match. When we have the match on, it's going into the same pot either way, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You think we can do another question before we...
I think we can. Let's do it.
I think we can. We're going to...
Aren't we Catholic Answers?
We are.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, look, we're going to Sydney, Australia.
All right.
Another faraway country, Michael in Sydney, Australia. Can you hear us, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead with your question. Yes.
My question is, how can one know for sure the scripture teaches any church like Catholic Church to know for sure, even if the arguments might seem valid,
yes.
How can one like just be convinced without a doubt?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Great question.
I'm holding
There's
up
one
your
way.
Yeah. Evidence for the Church, understanding the Church and Scripture is Tim's class. So he's prepared to answer this one, Michael.
That's right. But Michael, here's the bottom line. This is why I am Catholic, Michael. What I discovered years ago as one who was raised a Bible-only Christian, I was challenged by a Catholic to consider that one of the central things that Jesus Christ did, of course, when he came to this earth, he came to suffer and die for our sins, of course, to reveal God as he is in his inner life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We as Christians all agree on that. But many Christians miss what I call the elephant in the middle of the room, and that is that he also came to establish a church. He did not give us the New Testament, Michael. He didn't tell the apostles, go and write books and then give them to the Bereans and let them pass out all the Bibles into all the hotels and all around the world, right? And God bless them. I'm sorry, not the Bereans, the Gideons.
The Bereans are the same, but they're scripture, studying scripture and all that.
That's right. That's Acts chapter 17. Anyway, the point is, Michael, God bless the Gideons, but Jesus didn't tell us to write books. Jesus created the church. He established a church. He gave the church his authority to speak for him so radically that he said, if they receive you, they receive me. If they reject you, they reject me, in Matthew 10, verse 40. He said, if they hear you, they hear me. If they reject you, they reject me, in Luke chapter 10, verse 16. He gave such authority to the church that he said in Matthew 18, 15 through 18, that if we disagree with each other, we try to sell it. If we can't sell it, we take one or two with us. If we can't sell it, we take it to the church, he says. And the one who fails to hear the church is to be as a heathen and a publican. Why? Because whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. That is the language of infallibility, my friend. The church that Jesus established has apostolic authority to speak for Jesus Christ, the infallible word of God. And when I began to uncover this essential teaching, we see it acted out in the book of Acts, chapter 15 and more, I began to see this essential truth that I will toss out to you, Michael. If your church is not infallible, get out of it, because that's not the New Testament church. If your pastor says, oh no, I'm not infallible, I just teach you the Bible, get out, because that is not the New Testament church. The New Testament church speaks for Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, we had some men who, you know, arrogantly established their own churches, which I'm sorry, only Jesus has the authority to do, 500 years ago, resulting in a massive amount of confusion today. But the good news is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, as a matter of historical fact, is here and will be here till the end of time. Thank you, Michael, for your call. And folks, we need you to call now. We've got a few minutes left. 888-291-8000. I don't have it in front of me. Oh, actually, I think we made it. I just looked down. Praise God. I love to be able to say this before we go off the first hour. Yes, we made it this hour, but that doesn't mean you can stop calling. Keep calling, and we are coming back in a few minutes, and we're going to kickstart it again, folks. And thank you so much, all of you that called. Thank you so much. Stay with us, because
We're coming right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples. You can call if you want to ask Tim a question, 888 888- 818-3118-7884. I want you to have that number, 888-318-7884. But more than anything, we've got a long way to go to be fully funded, a long way to go. And we've got only 5 hours left to do it in, 5 hours left, one sixth down. 888-291-8000 is that number. Everyone you talk to on that phone line will be one of our colleagues here at Catholic Answers. But during this break, a perfect time to get out your phone or work on your computer and go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Amen. You can do it yourself in about 2 minutes. It'll be all done, and we would deeply appreciate your support. That's how we stay on the air. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.